Welcome back to Ties That Bind, a celebration of the first 10 years of StoryCorps. I'm Scott Simon, and I'm speaking with the project's founder, Dave Isay. StoryCorps began in New York, but it's really become a national enterprise now.
Yeah, it was about 2.5, 3 years into the project when we launched these Airstream trailers that have been traveling around the country. I can play one from the mobile tour,
yeah,
if you
please.
Want.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is two cousins, James Ransom and Cherie Johnson. They wanted to talk about summers in Bradenton, Florida, when they would visit their grandmother. And in particular, they wanted to talk about a formidable figure from those days, their Sunday school teacher and neighbor, Miss Devine.
Let's talk about Miss Devine.
Lizzie Devine.
Miss Devine was a wiry lady. She wore summer dresses. She had a bandana and a straw hat. And she was the only person I knew that had more power than my grandmother.
She wasn't a mean person. She was stern.
Stern, yes. Very
and you
stern.
Know, when she said something, she meant exactly what she said.
Right.
In fact, she was our Sunday school teacher. The only thing that would keep you from going to Sunday school, you had to have 1 foot on banana peel and the other in the grave.
Absolutely.
That's the only
There's
thing.
There's no excuse.
You had to go.
Had to go.
One of the things that you prayed for when you were in Ms. Devine's class was, Lord, please let me get old enough to get out of this class. She did the catechism. Who made you? God. Where is God? Everywhere. She went through and said, oh, Lord, have mercy, please.
This Ms. Devine would come in on Sunday mornings to take us to Sunday school. And when I saw her come, Sherry, I thought the leaves would be blowing out the trees and the sky would go black and the clouds would come in. And she'd come in the house one morning and say, good morning, children. And everybody, my mother on down, said, good morning, Miss Devine. And she says, it's time to go to Sunday school this morning, children. I said, Miss Devine, I can't go to Sunday school today. She said, no. I said, no, ma'am. She says, why not? She said, because I said, my mother didn't bring enough clothes for me to go to Sunday school this morning. She said, oh, no. I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, what do you have? What kind of clothes do you have? I said, all I have, Ms. Devine, are my pajamas and my tennis shoes. She said, well, that's okay, honey. Put your tennis shoes on. We go to Sunday school. I looked at my mother, and she looked away, Sherry. Ms. Devine made me walk 2 blocks in my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I had to sit in church with my pajamas and my tennis shoes. I would tell you, Sherry, I'll never lie again.
Ms. Devine was always there to take care of us.
Right.
But when Ms. Devine braided your hair, your eyes went up like this. You had to sleep on soft pillows because, I mean, boy, she had it tight. And Ms. Devine had mango trees all over her yard. But Ms. Devine never brought you a mango until it was rotten. It would smell like liquor. That's when she brought you mango.
But you know what? That's the kind of stuff that we got growing up, and I'll never forget that.
Miss Devine lives again.
I remember I was doing an event, and some relatives of James and Sherry came to the event, and a little picture of Ms. Devine fell out of the notes that I was looking at, and they saw her picture and they jumped back all those years later. She looks exactly like she sounds.